Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our message today comes from the book of Matthew, the 14th chapter, starting with verses 25 through 31. That's Matthew 14, verses 25 through 31. Amen. I will start by reading from the NIV. Amen. Shortly before dawn, this is verse 25, shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," Jesus said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. Cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" I want to speak today on the topic, where do you doubt? This scripture is talked about often, and everyone that I heard preach on this scripture mentions how Peter took his eyes off of Jesus, and that is why he sank. Mm-hmm. I want to dive, pun intended, deeper into this. Mm-hmm. Let's look at verses 25 and 26, which state, "Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said, and cried out in fear." I noticed one thing that happened in verse 27 and 28, which states, "But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid.'" Jesus' disciples were afraid because they never saw anyone walk on water before. Mm-hmm. They assumed that it was a ghost. So Jesus told them not to fear and that it is him. Mm-hmm. If you look at verse 28, it states, "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Peter said, "Lord, if it's you." Mm-hmm. Before Peter started to walk on the water, he had doubt. Mm-hmm. Peter already doubted that it was Jesus that was walking on the water. Now keep in mind that Peter had just witnessed the miracle of feeding about 5,000 men, besides women and children, with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Hmm. Yet Peter doubted that the person he saw walking on the water was Jesus. Hmm. Peter needed convincing that Jesus was the one, so he said, "Tell me to come to you on the water." Mm-hmm. Peter knew that if it was Jesus, then he could make him walk on water as well, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus gave a one-word answer in verse 29 when he said, "Come." Mm-hmm. So the rest of verse 29 states, "Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus," right? Mm-hmm. Verse 30 states, "But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, 'Lord, save me.'" Now, this is the part where everyone says that Peter took his eyes off of Jesus and focused on the wind, and that is why he sank. Correct? Mm-hmm. Well, verse 31 explains the why. "Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. 'You of little faith,' Jesus said, 'why did you doubt?'" Mm-hmm. Jesus told Peter that he had little faith and that he had doubt. Now, I can't judge Peter. You can't judge Peter because we all have doubt. Mm-hmm. To understand what is doubt, let me give you the definition. Mm-hmm. The definition says to be uncertain about, consider questionable or unlikely, hesitant to believe, to be uncertain about something, be undecided in opinion or belief. A feeling of uncertainty about the truth, reality, or nature of something. A general feeling of uncertainty, worry, or concern. Hear that word, worry, okay? If we take an honest look at ourselves, then we should realize that we as humans have doubts about something. Peter was human and was no different. Therefore, he had doubt about this. Here are some of the things that we have doubts about, okay? Do we not have doubts about our present and our future? We doubt about things that we can't change. That's why we got the serenity prayer. We have doubt about ourselves and our decision making. We have doubt about our relationships, just to name a few. But there are many more things that we doubt about. I just touched on a few. The only thing that Jesus mentioned was Peter's lack of faith. The other thing I mean that Jesus mentioned was Peter's lack of faith. Jesus mentioned the lack of faith first and then mentioned his doubt. And then why did Jesus do that? Why did he say that? Peter was one of his disciples and spent time with him. Could his lack of faith cause his doubt? Now we're getting somewhere. Peter was close to Jesus. I mean, they hung out, right? He followed him around. But did he really know him on a spiritual level? Did he really have a relationship with him on that level? Peter mentioned in verse 28 that if it was him, which he never would have said or believed if his relationship with Jesus was stronger. He would have known it was him. As a result of this, his faith was not enough to overcome his doubt. Now we're getting somewhere. Let me bring this up to date a little bit, okay? Jesus told Peter that his lack of faith caused his doubt. Can we relate to Peter's plight? If we are being honest with ourselves, our lack of faith leads to our doubts as well. Just as Peter suffered due to his lack of faith, we also suffer for the same reason. We doubt because it is it's human nature, and we have not gotten to the point in our relationship with God that our faith is strong enough to eliminate the need for doubt. You see, saints, we sink into despair, uneasiness, doubt, and worry due to our lack of faith. Our lack of faith will grow stronger. Our faith will grow stronger with a better relationship with God. Think about that for a second. How different would our lives be if we didn't have worry and we didn't have doubt? We'd be a totally different person. We'd have a lot more joy in our lives. And we would not lose sight of what's important. Now, speaking of worry, this is what Jesus said about worrying in Matthew 6, 25 through 30. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body. What you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they are? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of those. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and gone tomorrow, will he not much more clothe you? Then he says, you of little faith. He ends it by saying, you of little faith. Wow, that is really hitting a nerve. Our faith controls our doubt. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Yes, Peter technically took his eyes off of Jesus when he was walking across the water, and he did sink. But he was sinking before he even got on the water. When he first said, is it you? Is when he started sinking, because he was separated from Christ. He was separated in his thinking. His relationship wasn't strong enough where he knew that who he was looking at was Jesus. Even though he hung around him, even though he saw the miracle of the 5 bread and the 2 fish, he saw all of that. But he still missed the point, because he had to ask, is it you? Because his faith, his relationship with Jesus was not strong enough. And that caused his doubt. Now, you know, Jesus loved Peter just like he loves us. We have an opportunity to grow closer to Jesus, grow closer to God, and leave our worries behind, as well as our doubts. The question is, do we want to do it? Like I said before, it is human nature to doubt and to worry, as Jesus said in the scripture. But it is not God's intent that we stay that way. If we have a strong relationship with God, our worries will decrease, and so will our doubts. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus we come. Thank you for this word and repenting, Father, for we all worry when we all have doubt. Father, help us to have a strong relationship with you, where our doubts will be eliminated as well as our worries. Let your word come true, Almighty Father. Help us not to be people of little faith, but increase our faith, Lord, in you and all the things that you are and do. Father, we're thankful for you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I close today, I just wanted to say happy birthday, Jesus. Okay? Jesus was born several thousand years ago. He is still, to this day, the most important birth in the history of the world. Like I said, over 2,000 years ago, they're still talking about Jesus. That's how much of an impact our Lord and Savior has had on the entire world. So I know it's Christmas, and Merry Christmas, everyone, but take a moment just to say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.